Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting second. The right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jesu Alou. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Don Bosch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Bosch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bosch. Mays reaches second base with a double. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey takes first base on ball four. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool bunts towards the mound. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a pop-up towards the mound. Perry catches it and throws to second to double up Davis. The throw to first to get Crane Pool, and that's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mays moves to third. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Bosch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosch is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Pool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haller for the out. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller bunts towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Fuentes covering, for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCovey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Bosch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosch is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosch hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mays who is chasing the ball. Bosch reaches third base with a triple. Henderson throws the ball into Fuentes who tags Bosch trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 2 in the game. Haller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hart moves to second. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hart scores. Haller moves to second. It's Giants, 1, Mets, 1. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to third for the out. Alou moves to second. One out. Jerry Buchek now playing third base. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perry bunts towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Hiller covering, for the out. Alou moves to third. Lanier moves to second. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 3 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson is hit by the pitch. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Bosch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Fisher's glove, towards Hiller, who fields it, throws to second, with Harrelson covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a pop-up towards third. Buchek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote strikes out. One out. Don Bosch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Bosch hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisher takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisher moves to third. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Hiller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-3 in the game. Lanier strikes out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-4 in the game. Fuentes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-3 in the game. Luplow hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCovey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0-for-1 in the game. Buchek hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Bosch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Bosch hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buchek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 3 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 4 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Lanier reaches second base with a double. Jim Davenport pinch hits for Gaylord Perry. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn pinch hits for Tito Fuentes. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn takes first base on ball four. Cesar Gutierrez pinch runs for Norm Seaborn. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Henderson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Mays hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Lanier scores. Gutierrez moves to third. It's 2-1, Giants. Don Shaw now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cesar Gutierrez now playing shortstop. Hal Lanier now playing second base. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 4 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Henderson who is chasing the ball. Cranepool reaches third base with a triple. Luplow goes all the way around to score. It's Giants, 2, Mets, 2. Cleon Jones pinch runs for Ed Cranepool. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0 for 2 in the game. Buchek strikes out. Two outs. John Sullivan pinch hits for Jerry Grote. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.